All right, so we're going to do the mudslide round here.
Let's do it.
And so these are just basic questions, and you can answer them however you see fit, and then we will discuss as necessary.
All right.
So the first one, what is your favorite book of the Bible and why?
Oh, man, this is really tough, actually.
These are all tough. That's why it's a mudslide round.
Yeah. Man, there's so many good choices here. I'm going to go with... Oh, man, sheesh.
They don't get any easier, by the way.
No, this stinks if it doesn't. I'm going to go with Acts, I guess, because Acts just had a lot of unique stories about kind of the development of Christianity after Jesus's death, and kind of really an interest. One of the best stories that all Christians really know for the most part is in Acts chapter 2 about many of the people that were responsible for putting Christ to death, repented and were baptized. Yeah. And if there's no story other than maybe even Paul's story himself about, you know, how far Christ's willingness to forgive people extends, it's that story. So there's plenty of things like that in that book.
Good answer. I like it. All right. If you could eliminate just one government department, what would it be?
Oh, you're right that this doesn't get easier.
Actually, there's a correct answer for this.
Okay. So if you consider do you consider the Federal Reserve a department?
Yes.
I would say Federal Reserve, if I have to say, and even that's not easy because I think it's more responsible for the destruction of wealth than anything, including like the IRS. So I just think that we'd be so much freer with sound money. And so that's my answer, I suppose.
Ding, 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 ding. That is the correct answer.
Okay, interesting. All right.
When I first thought about this, my first inclination was the Department of Defense, which should be called the Department of War. Because obviously that's the most destructive in terms of life. But the borrowing and spending that the U.S. government does would not be possible without the Fed backstopping it, especially today. So, you know, completely manipulates the bond market. It basically funds everything indirectly. So, yeah, I think you get rid of the Fed. I think with the sound money, the U.S. policy, both domestic and foreign, would be very much more circumscribed. So...
Yeah, I think we're on the same page on that one.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Murray Rothbard said that everybody is allowed one deviation, right? So basically one exception to your principles. What is your most unlibertarian view?
I would say, so I've thought about this a few times. I think mine would be, I believe that state legislators have the power to redraw districts. I believe that gerrymandering is the only way to do this, because the independent council alternatives that people keep championing aren't responsible at all to the people. At least ostensibly, state representatives are, and they could be voted out of office or, you know, acting egregiously. But that's, I would say, mine. If I don't know how sacrilegious that would be viewed to libertarians, but I guess I would say that.
That's pretty damn statist.
I'm sure I could come up with another one, but
no, mine is much more immature. I am all for citing, arresting, and possibly even executing people that drive slow in the fast lane. All right, so now we've got a few that are going to be a little bit easier, and then we close them off with the two toughies, cake or pie.
I like a very limited amount of pies, so I'll just say cake. And I really only like chocolate, so.
Well, are you not a dessert guy?
I'm not a big dessert guy. No, not really.
That's weird. Eat raw fish and no dessert.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking. That is dessert. That's my dessert, man. So.
Pickup truck or sports car?
I guess I'm not really fond of either, but I guess I would say sports car. Like, if I had a lot of money, I'd probably get a Lamborghini.
See,
pickup truck. If I was, you know, an outdoorsman and stuff like that, that's what I favor. But that's not really my shtick. So
yeah. So we have a division in the Meharry household on that, because we've talked about if we won the lottery, I would be in a Ferrari. My wife would be in a dually diesel with dual stacks blowing black smoke everywhere. So I just think it's funny. Mountains or beach?
Oh, beach for sure, man. I would not want to. It would be a punishment to make me go up a mountain, man. But I would go to almost any beach. It would. Just that's not my thing, man.
Yeah, I like to sit in the mountains and look at them. But yeah, for me as well, I'm definitely a beach guy. That's why I live in Florida.
Yeah.
All right. I think I know the answer to this, given your household situation. But cats, dogs, or no damn animals in the house?
Oh man. Prior to 4 years ago, it would be the last category, but definitely a dog guy. We have two golden doodles, and man, we just spoil them silly. It's really honestly pathetic, man.
Your dogs are like little humans.
Oh, it's so pathetic how much we baby them. I wasn't big into getting them, but man, did they win over my heart.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a total dog guy now.
Yeah. They're pretty awesome. I have to confess. I enjoy my dog pictures that I get from the Benner household. Rocco even has his own Facebook page.
He does. Maybe Sebastian will have one in the future. But yeah, yeah, we're pretty obsessed with our dogs. They're both sleeping right behind me right now.
Are they down. Really?
Yeah.
Did they help with the pain research?
Oh, they were instrumental researchers. Not only that, they do our dishes. They sometimes keep the house clean. No. Not at all. It didn't help in that regard, but they definitely keep us sane to an extent.
Yeah, for sure. Pets are like that, man. So would you rather be too hot or too cold?
I'll say too hot because I lived way too long in Wisconsin/Minnesota, and yeah. I'm so sick of it. I can deal with the heat even here when it gets humid, like late summer. And Florida, you guys have it rough sometimes, so I deal with that way better than the frigid blizzard cold. So
here's the myth. You know, everybody's like, "Oh, Florida's so hot." There never has been a recorded temperature in Tampa over 100 degrees.
But the humidity, though.
The humidity is bad, but the humidity here is no worse than Middle Tennessee and Kentucky.
Really?
Now,
actually, that I would not have guessed.
The difference is that you have that 92 degrees high humidity every day from middle of May through the middle of September. So it's a long stretch. It's, you know, but I'm like you. The humidity doesn't bother me all that much, but I've been much more miserable in Kentucky with the heat and humidity, and then the lack of any kind of breeze. And you know, here you can go to the beach. So that's maybe that. Now here's where the last two questions can be tough. I know this one's going to be tough for you. Maybe not, but I think it will be. Who is your favorite musician? And this can be a solo artist or a band.
It is tough, man.
I know it's tough because you're a music guy. You love so many.
If I have to say, I'm probably going to say Bruce Dickinson, the lead singer of Iron Maiden.
Okay.
I think he's the best frontman ever. Amazing voice for multiple decades, multiple generations. And he's a great songwriter, too. So Iron Maiden's my favorite band. So maybe this is not that surprising. But there are so many choices I could say. You know, among my other favorites would be like Axl Rose and Zakk Wylde and John Petrucci and people like that.
So you're like a metalhead.
I'm a huge metalhead. I'm pretty eclectic, actually, but primarily metal is probably my favorite.
Well, we've talked about some of our musical tastes overlap because you're a big Cure guy. So,
oh yeah, I love the Cure too, though.
All right, this one's going to be hard. Best book you've ever read, and when I say best, it can be however you want to define that. The most influential, okay. It could be just the most enjoyable, but. So your favorite book, best book you've ever read, and it can't be something you've written.
Oh, man. You were
going to say Thomas Paine. I know.
No. It actually probably wouldn't have been Paine, but I'm trying to decide whether I should go with the fiction or nonfiction. But I mostly only read nonfiction, with some exceptions, of course. But I will say The Second Treatise on Civil Government by John Locke. It's so important in the evolution of my kind of political thought and philosophical leanings that's what I would say, but it's so close. There's so many others I could pick as as you know why. So
yeah, absolutely. You're a reader.
Our last hope.
Constitution Owner's Manual. Yes.
Those both are the only two acceptable answers, right?
Both of which you can purchase at michaelmeharry.com.
Oh, hey. Both great books. I have them both back here on my shelf. So
nice, nice. Well, my pain book right now is sitting out on the coffee table, actually, because I'm actively reading it. But usually
it's a coaster. It's a coaster out there.
Usually ends up going out by the pool with me. It's one of the advantages. No,
thanks, man.
Living in Florida in December when you can go outside and read a book by the pool. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, your pool looks nice too, by the way. I'm kind of jealous about that.
Y'all need to come down. The invite is open.
I've never been to Tampa.
Really? Oh, you'd like it.
I would probably call it Tampa Bay, that I'm so stupid about it.
Well, no, that's... I would call
the city Tampa Bay.
Well, yeah. The region is Tampa Bay.
Right, right.
Well, technically the bay is Tampa Bay, right? But so they call this the Tampa Bay area. But no, as a foodie, you would really enjoy this area where we are with all the Greek food. It's not just Greek food, but there's a couple of good Thai restaurants, and there's a lot of Mediterranean. There's a Jamaican restaurant that we haven't checked out yet, but I've heard it's good. Of course, seafood. You know, you live in Florida, but
now we're talking.
The food options in here are lit. So, but I ought to add that to the mudslide round. I ought to add favorite food, but we won't do that because you've successfully navigated.
You knew it would be sushi if you asked me, anyways. So.
I don't get it. You and my
this
wife
is where
loves,
we diverge.
My wife loves it. My daughter's huge sushi person. But no, I like my food cooked, and yeah, it's just
half of sushi is cooked. A lot of people don't, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I am aware of that. Funny story. When I was at USF, so when I went back to school, I can't remember what class it was. It was a night class. I don't remember what class it was, not relevant, but there was a group of folks in that class, and we would go meet at this sushi place that was near campus a lot of times before class. And so I would join them just for the social aspect, and like pick at a salmon roll or something. But maybe my problem is I've never had really good sushi. I mean, that could be it.
I could just see this, man. I'd love to be a fly on the wall. Just from what I've seen you post about it, man. But that's great.
Some of it I just do to troll you and just to be obnoxious. So. All right. That's the end of the official mudslide around. So I'm going to turn off record so that whatever else we say is not subject to